Sairam. We, the students of Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashanthi Nilayam Campus, as a part of Sri Satya Sai Annual Sports and Cultural Meet 2014, lovingly offer at the lotus feet of our dearest and most beloved Bhagawan the play Prem Ki Pukar, The Call of Love. In our journey to God, love plays an extremely important role in connecting ourselves to God. Along with the chanting of the divine name, man must commune and surrender himself completely to the Lord while doing the Almighty's work. Man will then be just a witness to the saga of divine love that follows when God listens to man's call of love, Prem Ki Pukar.
Vijay, I have some news for you. I'm going to a temple within an hour or so.
Stop joking, Raj. In 3 days, we are going to make a presentation to the investors. And you want to visit a temple now? The boss is gonna get wild with you.
No, Vijay. Last week had been very stressful one for me. Ideas are not flowing. Maybe a day off will do me some good.
Why on earth a temple then?
Actually, this temple trip is just to keep up the commitment to my mother. And who knows, it might give me a whole new perspective for the problems in hand.
That means I am going to end up making presentations all by myself.
I'm really sorry, Vijay. But I'll be in touch, I promise. At least that way I'll be helping you. Oh, by the way, I'll be leaving now. It's time for my bus.
Well, okay then. Happy journey.
You seem to be in a hurry, Shastri. Are you going somewhere?
Yes, brother.
And to which temple town now?
Shivapuram.
God alone knows, Shastri, your purpose of visiting so many temples in the past 2 years. May this trip at least be fruitful, and may you find whatever you're looking for. Have a happy and safe journey, Shastri.
Uncle, do you seriously think that we should visit the temple now? With board exams just a few weeks away, don't you think I'll be wasting my time? And above all we get to see is the stone there.
Vikram, we are not wasting our time. We are only utilizing it in a different way. You know, once we start a good work, we are not supposed to stop it halfway through. Stopping it is considered to be inauspicious and would invoke the wrath of the Lord.
Uncle, you are being superstitious again.
I am not being superstitious. I just want to be safe. Now, hurry up. We must start off before the Rahu Kalam, which is in 5 minutes from now.
Here we go again.
Time freezes, even as the call of love beckons us onward and forward in our journey to God.
Samosa, 10 ke 4, 10 ke 4. Aye, bhai.
Meanwhile, at Shivapuram.
We have reached Shivapuram. Let's get down.
Babuji, le lo biscuit,
fruits, delicious apples, mangoes, grapes, oranges, fruits.
Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya.
Careful, beta.
Thank you, uncle.
Thank you, sir. What's your name?
I am Prem Swarup.
Hari Om, Hari Om.
Yeah, I have just reached Shivapuram.
Excuse me, sir. Could you please show us the way to the temple?
Sure, sir. But you would be too early for the temple. The morning session has just concluded and the temple opens only at 4 in the evening.
Oh, 4 p.m.? It's 11 a.m. now and we still have a lot of time to go.
Excuse me, sir. Could you name a few lodges around for accommodation?
Arey Babuji, after coming to Shivapuram, the town of beauty and joy, you want to lock yourself in 4 walls? Shivapuram offers many wonderful places to visit, apart from the temple. Why don't you go and visit them all?
It's a very good idea, bhai. I have already been to this place. And I could show you some beautiful waterfalls in and around this place, where we could spend some time.
Most willingly, sir. We are very much obliged. What do you think, Mr.
Manjunath? And this is Vikram. Namaste, uncle.
Namaste, Vikram.
And your good name, sir?
I am Shastri.
I am Prem Swarup.
What about the person over there? Is he going to join us?
Excuse me, sir. Do you want to join us?
No way. I am not going to come. Oh, okay, Vijay. I'll call you later. Yes, sir.
Would you like to join us? We are going to the waterfalls to spend our time.
Actually, my project... Okay, fine. I'll come with you all. By the way, I'm Raj.
Manjunath.
So, all have agreed, right? Come, let's go.
Uncle, what's all this again? I could have studied at home rather than loitering around temples and wasting my time. I'm not going to come.
Vicky, you know that today is Thursday and you must not speak such inauspicious words.
Oh, not those superstitions again.
Now don't create a big scene here, Vikram.
How many times do I have to tell you that when we visit a holy place, we have to spend at least some time there. So now, keep quiet and come along.
How many more times do I have to tell you, uncle,
that I never wanted to come to this temple? And after standing in big lines for hours and hours, all we get to see is a stone.
Restrain your tongue, Vikram. There's a limit for everything.
Shant ho jao, Manjunath ji. Shant ho jao.
Calm down, Vikram. Don't you believe in God?
Of course I do, uncle. But to me, worshipping idols doesn't make any sense. I mean, how can God be present in a stone?
So you don't believe in worshipping idols, right?
You remind me of a king who acted exactly like you. He was Maharaja of Alwar.
Okay, let me tell you what happened to him. Once, when Swami Vivekananda arrived at the court,
Swamiji, you have accepted our request to bless this kingdom with your presence. We are indeed indebted to you. We have heard a lot of stories about you and your preachings. They seem to be spreading far and wide. People say that you are very different from other sages and saints.
O King, everything is His grace. Without His will, even a blade of grass cannot move.
Swamiji, you are a staunch believer of blind faith in God, idol worship. But what is this idol? It is just a composition of wood, clay, or stone. I don't believe in all this, and I don't understand why you people worship such idols.
Whose picture is that?
Of course, it is the Maharaja's.
Can you please get it down, Diwanji?
Lord.
Go ahead, Diwanji.
Diwanji, spit on the picture.
What?
Oh, don't worry, Diwanji. I am telling you, spit on the picture.
Noble one, how can I perform such an act? This is the picture of the Maharaja himself.
Oh, don't worry. This is only a canvas with a blotch of colors. Neither does it have the flesh and blood of the Maharaj, nor does it speak or act like he does. Still, you hesitate to spit on it?
No, I cannot perform such an unsacred act.
Why, Diwanji, why? It is because you see the shadow of your Maharaja's form in the picture, and by spitting on it, you feel that you are insulting the Maharaj himself. See, Maharaj, in one way you are in the picture, and in another you are here in flesh and blood. But what respect you get is also given to your picture.
But how is this related to idol worship?
The same reflects upon the devotees. Everyone is taught to believe in the omnipresent God. But how do you imagine His omnipresence? As a vast ocean or a vast expanse of green earth? But you cannot comprehend the omnipresent cosmic God. It is said, Nirakara tattvam drashtum vigraha radhanam hitam sarupo bhava chitradi vividopadi hetavaha. An idol gives a concrete form to the invisible cosmic being, and by doing so, one can comprehend, concentrate and focus upon His Lord.
Swamiji, then why is it that only Hindus practice this sadhana of worshipping the Lord through an idol?
Maharaj, not just the Hindus. The Muslims worship Kaaba. The Christians worship the Holy Cross, and so on. Every religion suggests such a practice to help its followers get closer to their Lord.
Swamiji, you have opened my eyes today and have made me realize the true meaning of idol worship. I am indeed very grateful to you.
So Vikram, the statue is just a medium for us to connect with God. It's not that we confine Him to that stone, but we affirm and realize that He is in there too.
Yes, Uncle. Now I understand the significance of idol worship.
See, we have reached the waterfalls.
Wow, it looks enchanting here.
Why don't we sit down for some time?
Sure.
I pity Raj. He is all the time over the phone. Might be his bad day today.
Maybe he got up from the wrong side of his bed today.
Uncle, I was just joking.
Fruits, delicious
Uncle,
apples,
one apple,
mangoes,
please.
Grapes, oranges.
Arey bhaiya, two apples please.
Oh Babuji, so you too have come here.
बाबा एक फल दे दे बाबा दो दिन से खाना नहीं खाया बाबा भोला भंडारी तेरा भला करेगा बाबा बाबा
मंजुनाथ जी कुड यू प्लीज एक्सप्लेन टू मी व्हाट जस्ट हैपेंड नाउ
आई डिडंट गेट यू प्रेम जी
व्हाइल गिविंग द पुअर मैन फूड Why did you hesitate to give him the first time? At first, I didn't find the need to help him. But then, suddenly a fear gripped me that if I don't help this man now, then tomorrow, God will place me in the same situation. And when I ask for help, God will see to it that nobody helps me.
So you mean that you helped the poor man, fearing the consequences of not helping him?
Yes, sir.
Do you fear God, Manjunath ji?
In a way, yes.
That's not the way how you deal with God, Manjunath ji.
What do you mean by that, Prem ji?
Okay, let's take an example. Look at Vikram. You want him to study sincerely, get good marks, and be successful in his life, right?
Obviously,
you want him to do all this out of love for you? Or is it in constant fear of you, punishing him if he doesn't study well?
What kind of question is that, Premji? Why would I want Vikram to do anything out of fear for me? I would want him to do everything because he loves me. After all, I love him.
The same goes with the Lord, Manjunath ji. If you don't want Vikram to do anything out of fear, then why would the Almighty Lord, who is your everything, want you to fear him? Instead, he wants you to do everything out of love for him. So love him with all your heart and you'll find more meaning and happiness in all that you do.
Yes, Premji, there is much wisdom in your words. You have opened my eyes. Thank you, Premji, for showing me a new dimension of praying to the Lord.
Are Babuji, listening to you all, I almost forgot that I have to go for the stage play. People must have started coming over there.
Are bhaiya, rukiye. What is this stage play about?
Stage play. Every Thursday, the villagers enact different epic scenes in the stage play. The play will begin in about an hour.
Thanks for the information, bhaiya. We'll be there.
What about that busy sahab? Doesn't he want anything to eat?
You can give me. I will give it to him.
Yes. Yes, the folders are in my hard disk. What? What do you mean they are not there? This should be there, Vijay. Oh, just a minute. I'll talk to you later, okay? Bye. Yes, sir?
Here, sir. This is for you.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, in all this tension, I almost forgot about my hunger.
Mr. Raj, would you mind if I ask you something?
No.
For what have you come to this temple, sir?
Oh, that. Actually, I had a very stressful week and I just wanted to take a day off. You know, keep those worries aside and that's how I landed here.
Do you seriously think that you have left all your worries and come? You have been carrying your worries with you wherever you go. At least when you come to a temple, just close your eyes, relax, forget all your worries and commune with the Lord.
It's very nice to hear all this, Premji. But how can you forget your worries just like that?
The best way to forget all your worries is to surrender them to God and be assured that He will take care of them. To make it more clear, let me narrate to you an incident which occurred in this very temple many years ago.
బాణపత్రా, ఎందుకంత కంగారుగా వస్తున్నావు? ఏమైంది మిత్రమా?
ఏమైందా? ఆకాశం బద్దలై భూమి మీద పడినంత పని అయింది. హేమనాథ భాగవతుల వారు తనకంటే గొప్పగా ఎవరు పాడలేరని మహారాజు గారికి సవాలు విసిరారు. మహారాజు గారు నువ్వే అతనితో పోటీ పడాలని నిర్ణయించారు.
ఏమిటి, నేను హేమనాథ భాగవతుల వారితో పోటీ పడుటమా? ఏమి మాట్లాడుతున్నావు?
అవును, ఈ విషయాన్ని నీకు చెప్పడానికి మహారాజు గారే స్వయంగా వస్తున్నారు.
రాజాదిరాజ, రాజమార్తాండ, రాజగంభీర, రాజ పరాక్రమ, పాండ్యదేశ మహారాజు శ్రీ 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 వరగుణ మహారాజు గారు విచ్చేస్తున్నారో.
మహారాజు గారికి మా హృదయపూర్వక ప్రణామములు.
పానపత్ర, హేమనాథుల వారి సవాలు గురించి మీకు తెలిసే ఉంటుంది. మనము ఓడిపోతే మన రాజ్యం అతని చేతిలోకి వెళుతుంది. ఇది మన రాజ్యం యొక్క పేరు ప్రతిష్టలకు సంబంధించిన విషయము. కాబట్టి ఓటమిని అంగీకరించడానికి మేము సిద్ధముగా లేము. ఈ పోటీకి తగినవాడు నీవేనని మేము నిర్ణయించాము. మన రాజ్యాన్ని రక్షించే బాధ్యత నీ భుజస్కంధాలపై ఉంచదలిచాము.
శివశివ, ఏమీ ఈ విపరీతము? మహాప్రభు, ఎలుక కొండను ఢీకొట్టినట్లు నేను భాగవతులంతటి వారితో సవాలుకు తలపడటమే కాక వారిని ఓడించుటకు పూనుకునటమా?
అదంతా మాకు తెలియదు. రేపు జరగనున్న సభలో మీ ప్రతిభా పాండిత్యాలను ప్రదర్శించి వారిని ఓడించి మట్టి కరిపించవలసిన బాధ్యత మీది. ఇది మా ఆజ్ఞ.
మిత్రమా, ఇక చేసేదేమున్నది? ఇది మహారాజు గారి ఆజ్ఞ. ధిక్కరించుటకు తగదని నీకునూ తెలుసు. ఇక ఆ పరమేశ్వరుడే నిన్ను రక్షించుగాక.
ఓ పరమేశ్వర, ఆపద్బాంధవ, దీనజన రక్షక, పాహిమాం పాహిమాం. నేను హేమనాథుల వారితో పోటీపడటమేమి స్వామి? ఎంతటి క్లిష్ట పరిస్థితిలోకి నన్ను నెట్టినావు. ఇది నాకు సాధ్యమయ్యే విషయమేనా? అయ్యో, పిచుకపై బ్రహ్మాస్త్రం ఉపయోగించినట్లు ఇంత పెద్ద పరీక్షను ఈ దీనభక్తుని ముందుంచినావా స్వామి? ఆనాడు భక్త మార్కండేయుని యమపాశం నుండి రక్షించి చిరంజీవిగా వర్ధిల్లమని దీవించినావే. అటవిక భక్తుడైన భక్త కన్నప్పను శాప విముక్తిని చేసి మోక్షము ప్రసాదించినావే. భక్త సులభుడవు, భక్త పరాధీనుడవని ఎన్నో బిరుదులు పొందినావే. మరి ఈనాడు నీ భక్తుడనైన నన్ను రక్షించడానికి జాలమేళ స్వామి, జాలమేళ.
ఆపద
రాజాకి, రేపటి సభలో నా సవాలుని ఎదుర్కొనేవారు ఎవరు?
నేను చెప్తాను గురుగారు, అతని పేరు పవన పుత్ర.
కాదురా, అతని పేరు పానిసూత్ర.
మీరు ఆగన్రా గురుగారు, అతని పేరు పానపత్ర.
పానిసూత్ర గాని పానపత్ర గాని మా గురువు గారు హేమనాథుల వారి ముందు ఎవరైనా దాసోహం అనాల్సిందే కదా.
ఆహా, మా శిష్యుడు అనిపించుకున్నావురా, భళిరా భళి. సరే, ఇక నేను విశ్రమిస్తాను, మీరు నా సేవ చేసుకోండర్రా.
దేనికోసం వెతుకుతున్నారు సామి?
ఇంతకుముందు ఒక మధురమైన పాట వినబడింది. ఇంతవరకు మానవ జాతి ఇంత గొప్ప పాటను ఎప్పుడూ విని ఉండదు. ఎవరు పాడారు? నువ్వు ఆ పాటను విన్నావా?
అయ్యయ్యా సామి, ఎవ్వరూ పాడలేదు సామి. దోమలు కుడుతుంటే నిద్ర రాక నేనే అరిచాను.
అరిచావా?
ఏం సామి, నీ నిద్ర చెడగొట్టానా?
శివశివా శివశివా.
సామి క్షమించండి సామి, నేను కావాలని అరవలేదు.
ఆ మధురమైన ఆలాపనను నీవు అరుపు అంటున్నావా నాయనా? నీకు తెలుసా, చెలించే ప్రాణులు కొంతసేపు స్తంభించిపోయాయి. ఇది ఏదో గాంధర్వగానములాగా ఉన్నది కాని నీలాంటి సామాన్య మానవుని పాటలా లేదు. ఇంతకీ నీవు ఎవరు నాయనా?
ఏం సామే, మీరు ఏదేదో మాట్లాడుతున్నారు, నాకు ఏమీ అర్థం కావట్లేదు సామి. నేను చెప్తున్నాం కదా సామి, దోమలు కుడుతుంటే అరిచాను అంతే.
లేదు నాయనా, ఇంతవరకు నాకు పోటీ ఎవరూ లేరనుకున్నాను. నా పాటకు అందరూ మంత్రముగ్ధులై తలవంచారు, కాని నీ పాటకు కదిలే ప్రాణులు ఆగిపోవడం ఇప్పటి వరకు ఎప్పుడూ చూడలేదు. ఇంతకీ నీవు ఎవరు నాయనా? నీకు ఈ గానం ఎవరు నేర్పించారు?
సామి, నేను కట్టలు కొట్టేవాడిని. సామి, నేను ఈ రాజ్యంలో పానపత్ర అనే.
పానపత్ర? ఏ పానపత్ర?
అదే సామి, శివయ్య గుడిలో భక్తి గీతాలు పాడుతాడే ఆ పానపత్ర. ఎవరో గొప్ప గాయకుడు ఈ రాజ్యానికొచ్చి పానపాత్రంతో పోటీ పడుతున్నాడు. రేపే వారి పోటీ.
అయ్యో, నా పని అయిపోయింది. కొంచెం అర్థమయ్యేటట్టు చెబుతావా నాయనా?
ఇందులో అర్థం చేసుకోవడానికి ఏముంది సామి? సరే చెప్పుతాను విను. నా చిన్నతనంలో సంగీతం నేర్చుకోవడానికి మా అమ్మ ఆయన దగ్గరికి తీసుకెళ్లింది. ఆయన ఎన్ని పాటలు పడినా నా మట్టి బుర్రకి ఏమీ అందలేదు. కొన్నాళ్లకాయన నన్ను జ్ఞానశూన్యం అని బిరుదిచ్చి తిట్టి తరిమేశాడు. ఇక చేసే పని లేక కట్టులు కొట్టుకుంటూ బతుకుతున్నాను. ఏదో ఇలా ఖాళీ సమయంలో అతను నేర్పిన పాటల్లో గుర్తున్న నాలుగు ముక్కలు పాడుతుంటాను అంతే. సామి, సామి, ఏమైంది సామి? అయ్యో, చెమటలు సామి, చెమటలు. కళ్ళు తాళేసేసినవేంది సామి? లే సామి, లే.
పానపత్ర వద్దనుకొని బయటికి గెంటేసిన శిష్యుడే ఇలా పాడగలితే పానపత్రే వస్తే. ఏ కబేడ, కంబోడి, తోడి, భైరవి, సెంగుట్టి.
సామి, వాళ్ళు మీ శిష్యులా?
కాదు కాదు, వాళ్ళు నా కర్మ. తెల్లవారేలోపు పెడ్డాబేడ సర్దుకొని ఇక్కడి నుంచి పారిపోవాలి.
ఏమైంది గురువుగారు? ఎందుకు
ఏమైంది గురువుగారు, ఏమంటారు?
నోరు మూసుకొని పారిపోవడానికి వెంటనే సామాన్లు సర్దండిరా. పోండిరా, పోండి.
ఏం రాస్తాన్నారు సామి? పారిపోతున్నానన్నా? నా పాట వినందుకే మీరు రాజ్యాన్ని వదిలి పారిపోతున్నారే, అదే మా గురుగారి పాట వింటే?
నువ్వు ఎవరో నాకు తెలియదు. దేవుని దయవల్ల సరైన సమయానికి వచ్చి నా కళ్ళు తెరిపించావు. మహారాజుకి నా మొహం చూపించలేను. ఇదిగో నా పేరు ప్రతిష్టలు ఈ రాజ్యానికి అర్పిస్తున్నాను. మీ గురువుగారికి ఇవ్వాల్సిన గౌరవం మీకు ఇస్తున్నాను. పాండ్యరాజ్యంలో హేమనాథ భాగవతం ఒక కట్టెలు కొట్టుకునేవాడి పాటకు దాసోహమయ్యాడు. ఇక మీ సెలవు తీసుకుంటాను. పదండిరా, పదండి.
Very interesting and insightful too.
Now do you understand, Raj, the need for surrendering all your worries to Lord and connecting with Him? At first, Panapatra thought that he was not worthy enough to compete with Hemnath Bhagavatam. But when he felt that he was not the doer and God is the doer, he won the competition without even competing.
Panaputra was a great devotee, so he could converse with the Lord easily. But what about a common man like me?
To connect with God, you just have to leave all your worries. See, as long as I catch hold of this handkerchief, I am constantly thinking and worrying about it. But once I leave it, I feel so free.
I do not understand what you want to convey through your handkerchief, Premji.
You see, as long as you talk to others in this phone, you cannot commune with the Lord. Why don't you sit somewhere silently and try conversing with the Lord instead of talking over this piece of plastic?
Yes, you are right. Even though I have come to Shivapuram, I have not once tried to commune with the Lord. Thank you, Premji. Thank you for helping me realize my mistake. Now, I shall find a peaceful place where I can interact with the Lord.
Premji, can I talk to you for a second? Oh, sure, Shastri. Premji, I am sure that today is going to be a turning point in the lives of all of us here. All thanks to you, Premji. Your behavior perfectly matches with your name, Prem Swarup. And you truly are an embodiment of love. Yes, I am an embodiment of love. Not just me, Shastri. Each of us is an embodiment of love.
But ordinary people like us cannot solve our own problems, let alone others.
Are you... God, out of infinite compassion, has endowed us with the innate strength to solve any problem. It's just that we don't look within. But why suddenly this topic of problems has cropped up? Is there anything troubling you, Shastri?
Actually, Premji, I did not know how to share it with others. But I do have a certain problem. I have been visiting a lot of temples for the last 2 years, but I did not get any satisfaction. I feel that there is something missing in my effort to reach God. Moreover, I don't even know if I'm on the right track.
Yours is a very peculiar problem. Oh, it's time for the stage play. Can we talk about this later, Shastri? Now, let's go to the play. And who knows, you might get your answers there.
Is Mother Sita. I have to find her quick and deliver my Lord's message. What is this? The Shankha, Chakra, and my Lord's name carved so magnificently on the walls of this house?
Jai Shri Ram, Jai Shri Ram, Jai.
Oh, my Lord Rama's name? I never imagined I would find a devotee of my Lord Rama in this land of Asuras. Who could this be? Jai Shri Ram.
Who are you? What do you want?
Dasoham Kosalendrasya. I am Lord Rama's servant and my name is Hanuman.
Oh, Lord Rama's servant. Pranams. How can I help you?
I was just baffled to hear my Lord Rama's name in the middle of Lanka. Who are you, noble one?
I am Vibhishana, brother of Ravana, the mighty emperor of Lanka. But how do you know about Rama? Have you had his darshan?
Yes, I am indeed blessed to have his darshan every day.
I am so fortunate to have met you, Hanuman. Tell me, Hanuman, tell me about our Lord Rama. How can I have his darshan?
Do not worry, Vibhishana. I sense your longing and desire to have the Lord's darshan. Have patience. If you sincerely pray to him from deep within your heart, you will surely be blessed with his divine darshan.
Why, Hanuman? Then why have I not had his darshan? Even though I've been chanting his name with every breath of my life, why has the Lord not blessed me?
Then how do you think the Lord blessed me, a monkey? A monkey by word is playful, prankish and fickle-minded. Neither I am well versed in the Shastras, nor do I have the slightest knowledge of Yajnas and Yagas. I haven't been to any pilgrimage either. It is only due to the service that the Lord has blessed me with his divine darshan.
Guide me, Hanuman. Show me the way. You seem to be the only beacon of light in this encircling darkness.
Serve him. Love him. Be an instrument in his divine mission. Mother Sita has been in Lanka for so long. Have you ever tried to help her? Show her the way out? It is not enough if we take up the Lord's name, Vibhishana. We must also do his work.
So profound and perfect are your words. I am grateful to you, Hanuman, for dispelling my ignorance. From now on, I will sincerely offer my service to the Lord.
In that case, why don't you start your service by telling me the whereabouts of Mother Sita?
Certainly, Hanuman. There she is, guarded by Demoness Trijata in the Ashok Vatika.
Dil mein Ram, haat mein Kaam. Jai Shri Ram.
Isn't that a great place, Shastri?
Yes, their action was great. But what about the solution to my problem?
Look, Shastri, in the play, Vibhishana is just like you. He chanted Lord Rama's name every day, but he could not get his divine darshan because he only chanted Ramanam without doing Ramakarya. Whereas Hanuman did Ramakarya, which means doing the work of the Lord, and therefore enjoyed the divine proximity of the Lord. So, only Ramanam is not enough. Even Ramakarya is required. Hands that serve are holier than the lips that pray.
Now I understand why I am not satisfied even after visiting so many temples. It is because I have only been chanting God's name, but I have never done his work. Thank you, Premji. Thank you so much for helping me realize my mistake. From now on, I will use every opportunity to serve others and make God happy.
And moreover, you never know which is your last opportunity to serve the Lord. Okay, let's go.
Oh, I have forgotten my bag.
Don't worry, uncle. I'll get it for you.
Vikram, why do you have to be in such a hurry?
Sorry, uncle.
Premji, are these your medical reports? These say that you have cancer.
Cancer? But Premji, why didn't you tell us before?
Because there was no need to do so.
I can't just believe it. You were there all the while with us and you didn't even tell us.
Perhaps Prem uncle didn't tell us because it isn't a big matter to worry about. I'm sure he'll be all right.
No, Vikram. The doctors have said that I will not live more than a month.
How come you have been so happily moving around with us all day? Aren't you worried?
My only worry is that I have not spent enough time in doing my Lord's work. I came to Shivapuram not just to be in the divine proximity of the Lord, but also to do his work by leading people to him. That is the reason why I have been telling you all to give more time to God and for serving others. Premji, whatever it might be, what inspired you to use this precious time of yours in serving others?
My inspiration? It's a long story, but nevertheless an interesting one. Unlike many others, my story appears quite strange, and truth is often stranger than fiction. As fate would have it, I lost my parents when I was just few months old, and so I was brought up in an orphanage.
Then your education?
For that matter, I am still unaware of the compassionate hands that financed my education. You know, I had to work really hard to stand on my feet and earn a decent salary. Everything seemed to be settled, but as fate plays its part, I met with an accident near a railway station. As I lay almost unconscious, a sadhu picked me up and took me with him. He took care of me till I recovered. But when I wanted to thank him, he asked me to thank Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For it was Baba who inspired him to help others.
Oh yes, I too have heard about him.
That's not all. Something strange and interesting happened just when I was about to leave.
Pranam Swamiji, I seek your blessings.
Stop, you shouldn't do that.
Why Swamiji? Are you not the one who has been directing so many people to my house for the bhajans every Thursday?
I have two conditions before you converse with me.
Two conditions? What do you mean Swamiji?
Firstly, you should not touch my feet. Secondly, please allow me to touch your feet.
My feet?
Yes. You have been fortunate to go to Puttaparthi, the abode of Sri Satya Sai Baba.
I have no option but to honor your words, Swamiji. But I'm indeed puzzled. Could you explain further?
Well, then listen to me. I was a disciple of Swami Shivananda. Way back in 1957, something interesting happened at his ashram in Rishikesh. One day, Guruji came and told all of us that the Almighty Lord Krishna was soon going to bless us with his divine visit in person.
What? Lord Krishna in person?
Yes. After a few days, a charming young person in orange robe visited the ashram. That was the first time I saw Satya Sai Baba. After my master left his mortal coil, I shifted to Badrinath. I would spend most of my time meditating in a cave. However, deep within me, there was a longing. I intensely yearned for moksha. So, I decided to go to Puttaparthi. With great difficulty, I managed to reach Dharmavaram railway station. Oh Lord, I feel so blessed to have reached this far. Just one more hour and I will be in Puttaparthi. Excuse me, could you please tell me how I can reach Puttaparthi?
It's late in the night, sir. The earliest bus to Puttaparthi is only in the morning. Why don't you sleep here for tonight, sir?
Thank you so much. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om. So near, yet so far. My heart longs to be with you in Puttaparthi.
My dear child,
The time for you having my darshan at Puttaparthi has not yet come.
Next morning when I woke up,
Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om?
What? Where am I? This is my cave. I'm back in Badrinath.
My dear child, all these years you have spent your time only in chanting the divine name. Now engage yourself in the sadhana of serving your fellow men, which will earn you the merit to have my divine darshan and liberation.
And as per the instructions of Bhagwan, I started helping more people by directing them to him, so that they get inspired by his life and serve the society.
As I took leave of this sadhu, I was grateful to God, and it was then that I decided to do some service to others as often as possible. However, as the days rolled by, I got married and very soon forgot about this incident until the day when I was diagnosed with cancer.
Then what happened, Premji?
Everything came rolling down memory lane in a torrent. The orphanage, the accident, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. It was then that I felt the urge and need to see Bhagwan. But then, I got to know that Bhagwan Baba had already taken Mahasamadhi. Come what may, I decided to serve the Lord till the very end.
Premji, let us have faith in the mercy of the Lord. But what about your family?
Oh, I didn't tell you. My wife passed away when my son was just 3 years old.
What?
And my son went missing. Oh, it's getting late. I'll tell you later. Now hurry up. Let's go to the temple.
अरे ये बाबूजी रुकिए रुकिए।
I was searching all around for you. I think you gave me this photograph when you were paying me.
Oh, thank you, भैया।
Looks very cute. Is he your son?
Yes. But I already have this photo. This can't be possible. From where did this come?
Oh, it's not yours. Sorry, Babuji. Babuji, I think this photograph must be yours.
Oh, thank you, Vaya.
See, uncle, you're not even bothered about my photo.
Your photo, Vikram?
Yes.
Manjunath ji? Is this really Vikram?
Yes.
But this is the photo of my lost son.
Lost son? Premji, this is your...
Uncle?
Vikram, at last we have found the one for whom we have been searching all throughout.
You're my father? Father!
Vikram! Praised be the Lord, for his compassion is limitless and his love is plentiful. Premji, now it all falls in place. 15 years ago, I saw Vikram in this crowd and
forget about that, uncle.
But Dad, promise me that you'll never leave me again.
Okay.
cancer?
That I have not lived more than a month. More than
the doctors have said.
Oh, how fickle is fortune. How cruel is destiny that hangs on our heads, waiting to snatch the tide of fortune. God, how cruel. How cruel you are.
Vikram, let us be thankful to the Lord for this unexpected reunion. Whatever God does is for our own good. In this drama of life, there's only one director, and we all are but mere actors. Who knew that this act was to come? And so who knows what the next act will be? All that we should strive for is to act out our parts to the best we can, for the fruits are in His hands.
I see it now. For what should I love God? Act, act, act. Will God ever react?
Fruits, fruit. How nicely you all are acting. Is this a drama going on here?
Oh God, stop it. Do you have any sense in your head? You have the least idea of what's happening here.
Arre, don't get angry, Kaka. How will I have any idea about what is happening here? After all, I am an illiterate vendor. You all do the acting. I keep giving fruits. Ah, wonderful acting, Babuji. You must be tired. I am sure you'll find this fruit sweet and refreshing.
Do you know that your Babuji is suffering from cancer?
Cancer? In that case, take this fruit, Babuji. And I assure you, your cancer cancelled.
Cancer cancelled? This is no ordinary vendor, Manjanaji. Cancer is cancelled? Cancer is cancelled? These words sound familiar. Could it be Bhagavan?
You took so long to recognize me, Babuji. I have been there with you every step of your life. Who do you think financed your education? Who directed the sadhu when you lay unconscious? Did you not see me in the woodcutter? Your sincerity and service have touched my heart, Prem Swarup. And yes, God does react. Your cancer is cancelled.
Namaste Asma Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Trikurantakaya Trikali Gadaya Kalaya Mundraya Nilakanthaya Vrityanjaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha.
Jai Bala Bhagavan Shri Satya Sai Baba.
Yeah.
हर कण कण में तुम्हें साई मां
करते आज ही हम सभी साई मां साई मां साई मां प्यार दान करते आज ही हम सभी साई मां साई मां साई मां
కాలేజీ పిల్లలే,
నాకు మీకు డైరెక్ట్ కనెక్షన్ ఉంటుంది, నా వెంటనే ఉన్నాడు అనేటువంటి భావాన్ని దృఢం చేసుకోండి. ఈ రెండు సంబంధాన్ని భద్రంగా పెంచుకోండి.
ప్రైమరీ స్కూలు, కాలేజీ, హైయర్ సెకండరీ స్కూల్ వీళ్ళందరూ పిల్లలంతా కూడా నా వెంట వెంటనే ఉంటుంటారు. నన్ను వదిలి వారు పోరు, వారిని వదిలి నేను ఉండలేను.
కనుక మా విద్యార్థులే నా ప్రాపర్టీ.
అడుగు అడుగునా నడిపించెచ్చకుడవు, అణువు అణువులోనా వినిపించే వేణు. విడదీయలేనిది మన బంధమే ఇది, ప్రేమకై అంకితం మన ప్రియ స్వామికై అర్పితం మా హృదయం. हर दिल की पुकार तुमको अर्पण करें साई मां,
मंजिल भी तुम्ही रसता भी तुम्ही हर कण कण में तुम्ही साई Now
భజ రే గురు చరణం దుస్తర భమ సాగర తరణం మానస భజ రే గురు చరణం దుస్తర భవ సాగర తరణం మానస భజ
जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जना संदर्शक भक्त जना संदर्शक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशिवदना श्रीधरा सरा प्राणपते स्वामी सरा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलतिका आश्रित कल्पलतिका अवदानवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव मरियंतयुनीवे स्वामी मरियंतयुनीवे नार ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नार ब्रह्म जगन्नाथ नागेन्द्र शरणं ओम जय जगदीश हरे
श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी की जय।